A transgender immigrant from Honduras is seeking release from a detention center in New Jersey. WMYC's Beth Fertig reports it's because of health and safety concerns.
In November, Jimmy Aldair Benitez Lopez was arrested by immigration agents while leaving the Nassau County Courthouse following a misdemeanor arrest. At the time, the 25-year-old Honduran national was undergoing transgender hormone therapy. I've seen on the news that in other detention centers, people in the trans community suffer just for being transgender and don't receive proper treatment, Benitez Lopez said on a call from the Hudson County Correctional Facility in New Jersey. Benitez Lopez, who prefers the pronoun they, said they didn't reveal their identity when they were housed with other males. They stopped taking their treatment in order to look more masculine. 2 months later, facial hair is growing, and their voice is deeper. And Benitez Lopez isn't feeling well. Physically and emotionally, I feel a bit depressed, sad. I'm always crying because I feel like my life has been placed on pause while I've been detained. Benitez Lopez wants to be released from custody to continue their treatment and transition at home on Long Island. Attorney Rachel Levinson of Make the Road New York says two trans women died at detention centers in the past 2 years, and others have experienced problems ranging from
deprivation of medication in some cases to discrimination to assault in detention centers across the country.
Without referring to this case, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it can safely provide transgender detainees with hormone therapy and appropriate housing. This week, 40 members of Congress called on ICE to release all LGBTQ detainees. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.